Israel's army carried out more reprisal raids against Palestinian security buildings today, killing one Palestinian officer and wounding several. The attacks follow a day in which two suicide bombings and a drive-by shooting killed five Israelis. For the first time, it appears one of the bombers was not a Palestinian from the West Bank or Gaza, but an Arab citizen of Israel. He blew himself up along with three Israelis. This has heightened fears among Israelis that the 11-month conflict is closer to home and impossible to contain. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Police have not confirmed the bomber was an Israeli Arab. His torn body was unrecognizable. His blood and body parts have been sent for DNA testing and fingerprints. But next to the body, at the site of the attack outside a train station in Nahariya, Israeli authorities found the identity card of 48-year-old Mohammed Habeshi. He lived in the nearby village of Abu Snan in the western Galilee, and at first glance did not fit the profile of a typical terrorist. He was too old, he was married to at least two wives, and had six children. He even ran, unsuccessfully, for city council last year. Israeli media are full of warnings about the emergence of a fifth column, but Abu Sinan's deputy mayor, Habib Jaja, was quick to condemn the bombing. Jaja says Abu Sinan's regional council held an emergency meeting yesterday expressing their shock and horror at the tragedy and sent condolences to the families of the three victims and to the two dozen injured. He says the village plans a campaign in schools to study the importance, he says, of being loyal to the state. In fact, Abu Sinan village does not seem a hotbed of Islamic fervor. But Israeli authorities say Mohammed Habeshi did once belong to Israel's Islamic Movement, a sanctioned political group. The movement has spearheaded a campaign to refurbish the revered Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, and it works closely with Palestinian officials. The head of the Islamic Movement's northern division, Sheikh Khamal Khatib, came under heavy grilling on Israel radio today.
Israelim הרבה פעמים הצלבנים החדשים, אז מה אתה בעצם אומר בסיסמה הזאת, מתגעגעים אליך סלאח?
The host asked, "So why do you revere Saladin, the Arab conqueror who drove the Crusaders out of Jerusalem?" Khatib replied, "We have heroes just like the Jews do, but we abide by the laws of Israel." Khatib also condemned the suicide bombing and said, "Why don't you ask me about Israel's treatment of the Palestinians? Don't you think all these attacks might be happening because we don't give the Palestinians their rights?" Last fall, hundreds of Israel's Arabs staged demonstrations to support the Palestinian uprising in the West Bank and Gaza. It was an unusual display of anger, and many participants said they were also protesting Israel's discrimination against them as second-class citizens. Israeli police shot dead 13 unarmed rioters, sparking deep anger. Since then, many Israeli analysts have been warning that Israel's Arabs may join what's become a Palestinian guerrilla campaign. In fact, Israel's security agencies say they were on to Mohammed Habeshi 10 days ago. They questioned his family, but were unable to find him. Israeli analyst Hillel Frisch says this suggests a support network among Israeli Arabs.
I mean, he must have had many, many accomplices to be able to escape arrest after the Israeli security forces must have been looking for him in earnest.
At the same time, Frisch cautions that only a small minority of Israel's Arabs appear radicalized. He does not predict more such attacks. Israeli authorities seem to agree and continue to blame the Palestinian Authority for the bombing in Nahariya. They say Mohammed Habeshi had linked up with the militant group Hamas and fled to the West Bank, where Israel asked Palestinian officials to arrest him to no avail. Still, this has not stopped warnings about a potential threat from within. One right-wing lawmaker has called on the prime minister to ban Israel's Islamic movement. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.